This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the role of knowledge in development. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program and I'm your host Hussein Hinzano. Now, in today's lesson, we want to talk about the role of knowledge in the development of a man. We found that in the process of man's development, the heart is the main wayfarer that proceeds towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of servitude. In the wake of the activities of the heart of a man, other efforts will assume a form of servitude and will bear an impact on man's development. Now, the genuine process of development would commence when man recognizes the means and the end and treads the path towards this end with willpower and choice. Thus, its main condition is to have learning and knowledge. So the first main thing that a man would want in his life, that a man needs to develop, the first one step that the man should make in life is to be knowledgeable, is to acquire the knowledge. And with acquiring the knowledge, after acquiring the knowledge, the man can, from that point henceforth, become developed. And he can start the process of development.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. We've been talking about the role of knowledge in the development of a man. Now, we must consider the role of knowledge in the process of development. Is it a perfection or not? And if it is a perfection, is it genuine? Is it relative? Is it preferential? On the value and importance of knowledge, various extreme views have been expressed. Some, like the Masha philosophers, regarded knowledge and philosophy not only as a perfection, but also as a principle and the ultimate point of all human perfection. As already pointed out, the perfect human being is one who has logical knowledge of all facts of existence. On the other hand, another group of persons are of the view that acquired knowledge has no relationship with human perfection. Official learning is a hubbub altogether. They have not sufficed even with this. You know, they have regarded learning as a block and a barrier in development. Now, at this point, we do not intend to analyze and interpret these statements or even to justify and find a way to bring them together. Rather, on the basis of the method of this discussion and issues we have so far proven, we intend to find the position of knowledge in the process of development. Definitely, any man who needs to make a development in whatever he's doing, the first step to make in life is knowledge. Knowledge is the opener of everything. Thank you so much for following up on this episode. Until next episode, inshallah, we'll meet again. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.